Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A big night for Brayhead Clan, an 8-3 victory over Manchester Storm. With me to talk about it is the defenceman, Scott Arson. Scott, that was a great result for you guys tonight, and it keeps you in line for the conference title as well.
Yeah, it was a good effort all around, I think, from the guys. And right from the back end, ran up to the forwards, played 60 solid minutes, and that was our mindset coming in all week. We wanted to, you know, put a full game together and keep this little run we have going, and we want to bring that momentum into the playoffs. And it was a good game all around for us.
Perfect start as well. Two quick Scott Pitt goals kind of set the tone. Was that something you guys worked on in practice this week, getting a really good start?
Yeah, I think, you know, throughout the year we've tried to build on our starts, and, you know, especially with our crowd, if we get them into it early, it's an even bigger advantage for us. So, and you could definitely see that right from the get-go. Pitty put two in early, and, you know, the crowd was up and loud and jumping the whole game. And, you know, that's what we love to see, and it keeps us going out there.
Something I put to the coach earlier, the fact that Matt Keith and Scott Pitt were missing for most of February. And, of course, we saw how it affected the team. Having them back, again, it just shows you, doesn't it, how big players those two guys are?
Yeah, I think, you know, no matter who you picked out of our lineup, whether it's one or two guys, even it can make a huge difference. And, you know, two guys like that, especially, you know, they're leaders and they're offensive guys. They put up points, and you know, it didn't help us. We'll say that, but you can definitely tell when they're back in the lineup, whether or not they're contributing, which they obviously are. But whether or not they are, it still boosts the other guys on the bench and on the ice, and, you know, it gives us a little better feel in the room as well.
You've got that one game out of the way, three to go. Can you do it? Can you get the conference title away from Fife?
Well, it's up to us. It's in our hands. So we're taking it one game at a time. And we got to go in to not an easy rink tomorrow in Manchester and pick up 2 points there. And then once we do that, we'll have to look next week and build and prepare for Edinburgh and, you know, go into that weekend ready to roll and keep it going. But one game at a time for now, and you know, I think the spirits are good in the room right now.
I'm just going to ask you about that. You know, it's a real difference from like 3 maybe 4 weeks ago when you came in on the back of defeats and everybody's upset, everybody's a bit depressed as well, but there's smiles all over the place, and it makes such a difference.
It really does. It's you know, you can feel it right away when it kind of the momentum changes or what have you, and you can see it, like you said, in the room and, you know, around the rink at practice. And you know, again, having our full team back on the ice, you know, for the most part, we're still missing Jacko, and you know, but I mean, for the most part, having our full team, it definitely helps. And you know, guys are starting to fly a little bit higher, and you know, we're feeling good. So we just gotta keep putting the wins together and playing a team game like we have been, and I think we'll have some success.
How crucial is the start tomorrow when you go down there? It's the last chance for them. If Manchester don't win or take any points tomorrow, they're out of the playoff reckoning. It really is last chance saloon for them.
Yeah, I think every time we've played there, they've come out flying, and, you know, they got a good rink there for them. They got some good fans, and they get loud. So we gotta hop on them early and not kind of let them take the game to us at first. We can't feel it out. We gotta take it to them right away and just keep building, like tonight, just keep building every period, every 20 minutes, keep, you know, working on it and playing a full game. And I think we'll be in a good situation at the end of the night if we do that.
Thanks for your time, Scott.
Thanks, Craig.